Good morning. Thank you. Okay, I was asked to give a report in 10 minutes at the conference, the ministerial conference in May, and Mr. Rainer Saloma asked me to give it to you. So that's why it actually says General Conference of Elders. I'm going to be turning around the notes I have here a little black as far as being able to read them. And if he can hear me in back, I'll say next and we see what happens. There we go. This is where Nigeria is. A lot of people don't know exactly where it is in Africa. We aren't very familiar with Africa. Sometimes I will tell people, well, you know how Africa kind of sticks out on the side like this right here? Nigeria is the armpit. And the Nigerians make fun of how horrible the country is. Fact is, Nigeria is the giant of Africa. You'll not notice any one single large country dominating the way the United States does North America, right in the middle and from sea to sea. So there are no single big ones, but Nigeria is the giant. I've told you this before. It is said that every seventh African lives in Nigeria. It's a very wealthy country as far as minerals, oil. It's the seventh largest producer of oil in the world. It has diamonds, it has gold, it has plenty of fertile land. It's very poor because of horrible, horrible leadership. And it's just a sad thing. But I, when I'm over there, I say, which country should be the richest in Africa? They all say Nigeria. Anyway, now you see where it is. Next. This is the Feast of Tabernacles last year, and we had 120 people there. We only had one feast site last year. And you can't see that very well. If you could, you would see that there are two of the people in there are white. My wife and I sitting. You know, I see us, and it's hard for me. I happen to know where we are. We're both wearing Nigerian clothes. That kind of throws it off, too. Next, please. This shows the attendance that we've had at the feast sites over there, starting from the bottom. You notice in 1997, I went back over. I was asked to go. I was not pastor at that time. A man in England was pastoring both for United, both Ghana and Nigeria. Ghana is just a little, was just a little further out on the arm, third country out from Nigeria. And they both speak English. By the way, there are many tribes and many languages in Nigeria, three major tribes. And all across the north of the Hausa, they are mostly Muslim. But then in the south, the southeast is Igbo, where the Biafran War took place. And they have most of the oil. The southwest are the Yoruba tribe. They dominate anyway. And there are other tribes. But they dominate. Now, no African tribe wants any other African tribe's language to be the number one language. So since the British were there and it was a British colony, they just kept English as the major language. So when people say, well, do you speak Nigerian? I say, yes, I certainly do. When I am there, I speak like this and they can understand me better. I say, can you understand me now? Oh, much better, Mr. Kellers. They do not understand American English very well because they don't have the TVs and the movies. They can't afford that. If they did, they would be used to the American language, but they don't. Anyway, the two major tribes that fought against the Igbos have the oil, and they tried to secede out of Nigeria because they get no benefit from the oil. The other two big tribes, the Yoruba and the Hausa, stick together even though they don't like each other either, so they can suppress the Igbos and get the oil. And there's still trouble, so that's why there have been troubles just recently about that. But anyway, we had 78. I kept the first half of the feast in Ghana that year, and in 97. And my wife and I then flew for the last half of the feast over to Nigeria. Now, you see, in 1998, we went down to 15. You may remember that many of the pastors in England left United, and that was their privilege to do so. But they, most of the people in Nigeria and in Ghana, all went with that group. But we did have one man, Dr. Kina Gundagi, who said, this is wrong, what is being done is wrong, division is wrong. And he and 14 others decided to stay with United. We very quickly, we didn't know this until just before the feast, so we sent them enough money to buy a TV and a video player and sent them videos for that year. Now, I went back the next year. I went to that year, 1999, and went to Nigeria for the first half of the feast. Then my wife and I flew to Kenya for the second half. And there were 31, 16 brand new people through the efforts of the members in Nigeria just putting out United Newses and advertising things. We had 16 brand new people. I baptized 7 people that year. 6 of them were keeping their first feast of Tabernacles, and it just has kept growing. You notice we didn't grow as much the next year in 2000. But then look at 2001. Look at the growth between 42 up to 83. And some of that was some of those people who left us and went with the English pastor and the others said they wanted unity, and they came back and they started attending with us. Some of them, about 25. And then it just kept growing. 2002, 106, and then last year you saw the group there, 120. Of that 120, 10 of them were members of the Sabbath Church of God, a group that contacted us and said, we want to be with United. They saw what we were teaching, what we were putting out. One of the men, a deacon, came across the Good News magazine, showed it to the others, and Mr. Romanus Okiri is his name. And he has been very instrumental in encouraging them. They had about in fact, their count, and this is unusual for African church to actually count members, but they had counted 443 members. Of that, the majority decided when they learned about the Feast of Tabernacles, which they had not known about, and the other feast, which we taught them, and they learned about tithing, and such that goes with it, and some other things, minor, they decided that most of them did not want to come with United. We have about 180 who have decided they want to be part of United, and they want to keep the feast, they want to do those things. They already did not believe in the Trinity, they did not keep Christmas, they did not keep Easter, they did keep the Sabbath. Last year, about 10 of the leaders came with us. But this year, we have 2 feast sites, one in the west where we had met anyway, and now in the east where the Igbos, most of these people who are new, the Sabbath Church of God, are Igbos. And around Owerri, they have 5 congregations and about 180 people. We went over and held seminars for the leaders that have remained and wanted to come with us. Okay. Next, please. This is the spring holy days. Mr. Mark Mickelson went with me, and the Sabbath before the spring feast, we went over to Owerri, and we met with some of the Sabbath Church of God. This is that meeting, and I think I'm taking this picture. I'm not sure whether Mr. Mickelson did. We had 149 people there. They have more than that, but that's how many could get into the one meeting in Owerri itself. Next, please. Just another view from the back. I do think I took this one because of who you will see next. I know I took the next one. Anybody recognize that gentleman? That's Mr. Mark Mickelson. He was giving the first sermon of the split sermons that he and I gave. And by the way, you'll notice there's a man holding up the microphone, and Mr. Mickelson said, now don't let them think that I am just being, that he is the microphone holder, that's the way they do it there. Now, he is translating for those few people who cannot speak English, and he's translating in Igbo. That's an assistant pastor named Coleman. Next, please. Just a group that was there outside, group of kids. Next. This is Mr. and Mrs. Godwin Awuji. They have been keeping the Sabbath for about 35 years. Next, please. They're saying, I'm very thankful. I'm very, very grateful for what you have done for me. It's the blessing of little children. And the women go outside, and then they come in a procession, and they thank God for the two little children. Saying, thank you, my God. Notice nobody's falling over. Don't they have beautiful clothes? Who's this guy on the left? Can't even keep rhythm. Okay, what happened was they had done that the first time I went there without Mr. Mickelson, and they came and said, will you do the blessing of children? And they went all went out, and they came in carrying the children, and they were doing the little clap and the little shuffle. It's clap twice, shuffle, shuffle, and then shuffle, shuffle, and they're saying, we're thanking you, God, for what you've done for me. This time I came and they didn't do that. They just brought the children out. I said, no, 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 I want you to go outside and come in. And Mr. Mickelson said, oh, I am so thankful you did that. He's the one, his digital camera took that. And that's why we had that. Anyway, I think it's very lovely tradition. Nobody's falling down or acting wild. It's just a sweet little thing that they do when they ask the blessing of children. I guess we could do that too. But this one right here is, I just wanted you to hear this. This is in Lagos, the church in the West that we've had a long time. These are the young people practicing for some special music. Such talented people. When I first went to Nigeria in 1990 in Worldwide, and the singing was just deafening. Normally, my wife says that by standing beside me during the hymns, she can't hear anybody else. But she said in Nigeria, standing beside me, she couldn't hear me because they sing so powerfully and beautifully. And then the choir got up, and they were so beautiful and so loud, they sounded like the whole congregation. They're very vibrant, enthusiastic people. The peoples of Africa are not all the same. The Nigerians are extremely vibrant, powerful, enthusiastic people. Let's see the next one, please. This Mr. Mickelson, I warned him that the road that he was going down would have a lot, not warned him, I informed him that the road he was going down would have a lot of lepers begging, and that he might want to get some money. And so he did stop, and there's my 15 minutes, but he did stop, and he had this, he gave one of the church members some money to give to this leper, and he took a picture of it. And then, what's next? I'll tell you what. It's a, ladies, here's the meat market. How would you like that? I did have some prophecies, some scriptures that I'm just going to skip because I took my 15 minutes. I've given sermons on Africa in prophecy, an hour. But the first part that you had really shows the work in Nigeria. I hope you'll pray for it. I was asked to pastor it when it was the 31, and I had no idea that we would be having so many. Mr. Mickelson did call and leave a voicemail on my phone. I checked my voicemail yesterday, and he'd sent it the day before. I hadn't checked. But he didn't say anything about the feast. He just said, look, here's a problem that came up, and I was told this, and this doesn't sound right, and I just was hoping I'd catch you. It's a small problem, nothing major. But at least he's alive.